Like, I remember asking Justin, I'm like, oh, what do you watch? And he's like, I don't know, just a couple things here and there. And now that guy knows everything about fucking YouTube. He's like, oh, yeah, watch this YouTuber. I'd be like, dude, like 3 years ago, we had a YouTube show. I asked you, who should we watch? Yeah. He's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, so professional.
He must have got into YouTube for a girl.
That makes sense.
The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
Welcome, everybody, to Geek Life HQ episode... I have no idea.
Episode, I think, 70... Gotta get to, 75.
75! How about that? I am your most excellent host, Justin with an I. That's why he's not here. And...
I'm Matt.
Matt!
And then Justin, like he said, isn't here.
Who?
I don't know. He's not fucking here.
Let's toast to him. So, there you go. Toast to him on his most excellent days in which he could not be with us.
Where's he at? Who gives a shit? That's where he's at.
That's right. Happy birthday to Justin with an E, who could not grace us with his presence today for some reason. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
I think he turned 40.
Yeah. Wait, I turned 40. You can't use that joke on him and me.
Because, so. Like... He said he was, like, feeling old, and it's like, you are old, dude.
Mm-hmm. I mean, have you seen his balls?
I haven't.
No, okay.
I heard they look
Why
old.
Why does he keep sending me pictures of his balls? He's weird. Like, hey, does this look weird to you? And I'm like, dude, this is not Deuce Bigelow.
Does this look like a brain?
Does this look odd? I'm like, go to the doctor,
Justin. Does this look like a bat wing?
Yeah, is this a goat?
Does a goat look a goat leg?
Yeah, does this look like... It's a chicken in the cave, man. You know?
Jesus Christ.
I love it. Yeah, so we had some fun last week. We got to review a new movie, King Kong, Godzilla vs. King Kong.
King Kong's dick.
Yep, King Kong's dick, just to mention that. You know, Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Howard Stern's penis. So that was kind of fun. You know, and I mean, really, this episode, we thought something special for episode 75. We're just going to rip on Justin because he wasn't here.
The whole episode.
The whole time.
Yeah, this Justin jokes, this all day.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. It's such an interesting topic. So, it's like, you know, I don't know. It's been fun. I don't know. It's like a new movie. I saw that the theaters are open back up again, and there's a couple decent things out there, but I heard that there's also like some real, like, shitty movies, and I'm kind of just as interested to see the shit movies as the like good ones.
Yeah,
like was it Chaos Walking or something with Tom Holland and Rey from Star Wars?
Okay, yeah,
dude. It's supposed to be absolute garbage.
I'm out of the loop and all of that because I don't subscribe to anything anymore, really.
No,
I just have Netflix, Hulu, and I watch pretty much 80% of the things I watch is on YouTube.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you watch a lot of YouTube. I never got into watching. We were just watching something earlier with your guy, L.A. Beast.
Yeah. He's eating hot shit and puking. And
I never...
That's the kind of humor I like.
Which is fun because you're a YouTuber. You know, I was a YouTuber briefly, but I remember asking Justin, I'm like, oh, what do you watch? And he's like, I don't know, just a couple things here and there. And now that guy knows everything about fucking YouTube. He's like, oh, yeah, watch this YouTuber. I'd be like, dude, like 3 years ago, we had a YouTube show. I asked you, who should we watch? Yeah. He's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, so professional.
He must have got into YouTube for a girl.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, he's like, oh, girls like YouTube. So, I like that. That's pretty funny. So,
Zing, dude.
Yeah, bazinga. It's
your...
okay, he doesn't listen anyway.
Yeah, he should be your dickhead. But yeah, dude, so I'm out of the loop on movie stuff. And
okay.
I probably wouldn't go to the movies now anyway because AMC can suck my balls. Like, the thing they did with the A-list, when they kind of opened back up for a little bit, they, like, enticed you with these old movies, and they let you see a couple, and then they pulled that out from under you and said, you got to pay us more money if you want to see these old movies as well as the new movies. So I was like, fuck you, dude. No new movies are coming out. Why the fuck am I going to give you more money?
Yeah, seriously. I mean,
you know,
it was nice while it lasted, and I mean... I was just thinking, I'm like, so what, we had pretty much January, February into March of last year.
Yeah.
So we had some decent stuff, like, January was flat. There was, like, four movies.
Yeah.
And I remember, because we're like, shit, what do? Do we go see this again?
Yeah, you know, exactly.
And then it was like, all right, February, it's like, okay, this is kind of the same shit. Then we had Sonic come out.
Yeah.
And I remember we had seen, like, Underwater, and we saw Sonic, and then we saw, what was the last one? Bloodshot. Literally the last movie that was shown in theaters.
Yeah.
So it was, like, up until that point, it's like, okay, this is going all right, and then it's, like, fucking nothing.
Nothing, dude.
You know? It comes back. We got Jurassic Park, Back to the Future, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, Star Wars, and just New Hope. And yep. What else? What was the last one?
Oh, dude. Was it a new movie or no?
No, I think it was old. Did you guys go see Jaws?
We didn't, no.
No? Okay.
He might have.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I mean, I like that idea because you don't have that sort of setup at home.
Nope.
So you could just... I mean, I would have loved to have seen, like, The Goonies.
Yeah.
I think that would have been awesome.
It's like movies you didn't see in the theater because they're you weren't born yet.
Oh, yeah.
You weren't going to the movies yet. Like, for me, I didn't see the original Back to the Future in the theaters back in the day.
Yeah, definitely.
I saw 2 and saw 3 in the theaters for sure because I love that franchise. But yeah. I was a little too young for 1.
I don't think I saw any of them in the theaters.
Wow,
so,
dude. Times I saw 2.
I remember the first movie I ever saw in the theaters was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and then I remember seeing like Disney stuff, but I didn't get to see Back to the Future and all that. That would have been cool.
I went to the movies all the time, dude. That's one thing I've always done is gone to the movies.
Well, that's originally what the show was about, right?
Yeah.
You know, so then we had to start talking about dick jokes. So it's all good, you know.
Fucking hilarious.
They're all kind of the same.
Yeah. Another thing I subscribe to, I subscribe to Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then a cool show on that, which you mentioned it before, is Invincible.
Yes.
And, like, when you were talking about it before, I thought you were talking about the movie with Mark Wahlberg about the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well,
and all.
Yeah,
like, I was like, why the fuck are you watching that again, dude? It's an all right movie, but
yeah,
any of you, like, talking about it.
Just to touch on this, that is an all right movie.
It's all right.
It's the definition of, like, okay, I watched it. I don't regret it, but I don't really want to talk about it.
It's a Mark Wahlberg movie.
Yeah, it's like, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm an old guy. I'm going to go. Yeah. And now I'm throwing a football. Oh, I can't play too long because I'm older.
They're looking at me. You know, like, yeah, it's pretty, it's what it is, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, I watched that movie. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I mean, they made fun of Eagles fans, I guess. You know, it's like, oh, they're pretty brutal. Be careful. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, all right, I'll keep that in mind. Thanks, movie.
But I
you
thought know, that was like... so funny, dude.
Yeah.
And then I'm flipping through Amazon, and I see Invincible in there. I'm like, what the fuck? Robert Kirkman's comic book?
Yeah.
I'm like, I heard about this. I didn't know it was out yet.
Well, you actually got to meet Ryan Ottley, didn't you?
I did.
At Comic-Con.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I missed him because he had a long line, and you know me, I stop and talk to everybody for ages.
I got there early, dude.
So, yeah.
He was, because I knew that's the only autograph I wanted to get that was, like, free.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought him a Walking Dead cover that he did with Michonne. Like, it was, like, from, like, she was cut, he was using the samurai to cut a zombie head, and there was, like, two parts of the zombie head, like, really big in the foreground, and
that's
she was
cool.
Like the sword. Yeah, he signed it. It was pretty cool, dude.
Did he do a lot of Walking Dead stuff?
He only did a couple covers.
Okay.
Yeah, he did mainly the Invincible stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, so, that's
with
like
Kirkman.
Franchise. He's been doing that, and I mean, now they're past like issue like 130.
I thought they were done. I thought they were wrapping it.
Well, even though it's wrapping, it's like it's well past like that point. It's like there's like 12 graphic novel books you can buy. It's like issues and stuff. So it's like there's a huge amount of it.
Yeah, but dude, I think
the whole thing.
I think when I started watching, I think there was 4 episodes out.
Yep.
I watched, binged all 4 episodes,
mm-hmm.
and I like it, dude. The first episode is a slow ass burn, dude. I'm like, okay,
mm-hmm.
okay, and then you really get it in the second episode, and you're like, all right, there it is.
And how awesome is it that you have, what was it, R.J. Schlesinger?
Yes.
A.K.A. J.K. Simmons?
Yes.
Doing the voice of the dad?
Awesome,
Omni-Man?
Dude. He's good, dude. And then you
makes
have,
the show.
And since it's Kirkman and Walking Dead, you have a whole slew of Walking Dead people doing voices.
So I know, it was Steven Yeun, right?
Yes,
so
yeah,
Steven
Glenn.
Yeun is doing the voice of Mark, and this was 5 years ago they did this voice acting.
Wow.
So we some friends of mine were doing something with Michael Dorn recently, like
mm-hmm.
Worf, and he was talking about how he did Battle Beast voice, and he'll be on like one of them this season.
Yeah.
5 years ago.
Wow.
So they've
dude.
Just been sitting on this until now.
That's crazy. I wonder why they released it so late.
I don't know. It doesn't seem to make sense. It's like we could have had this whole that could have actually come out before The Boys.
Like, yeah, dude. Now people are gonna be like, well, dude, it's copying off The Boys.
It's different enough, I think, where it's like it's gonna be really popular.
It's similar, But I think The Boys just copied off them, to be honest, dude. I mean, what book came out first, dude? The Boys or?
That's a good question.
I know Invincible's been out. That was even before Walking Dead, so it's been a long time.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize Invincible was before Walking Dead. I think it was, Then, yeah. I mean, I remember getting The Boys when it first came out and, like getting, like, the first couple of issues, and I'm like, holy shit, there's a dick in here.
You know, well, maybe not then, dude, because what issue are they at?
What do you mean?
Like, what issue are they on?
Oh, like, they're well past, like, 130. So, 130? I mean, they've been going for
a long Walking time. Dead ended around 190-something. So maybe I'm wrong then.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know the timelines, though. But I know that it's been, like, 15 years.
Dude. Yeah. It's something in and around.
I know they hit the 15-year anniversary of this stuff. So.
Okay. Yeah. How long has this show been going, Walking Dead?
Fuck, dude. 5 or 6 years after the book.
Oh, wow.
At least 10 years, dude.
I'm surprised that I never got more into it than I did. It's just one of those things where it's like, I took for granted that it would always be there. So I'm just like, I'll get to it when I get to it. You know?
And as a huge Walking Dead fan, I can honestly say they're trying to do too much with it at this point.
Yeah.
They're doing too many shows, going off in too many directions, and I'm losing interest quick. You know, and I haven't even watched any episodes of this season yet.
You're just waiting to watch them all at
once. Yeah, that's what I like to do now. Like, my favorite Walking Dead episodes are season, like, 1 through 4. The characters are still fresh. You're still meeting new characters that are still fresh. Mm-hmm. It's not recycled storyline after recycled storyline. Bad guy, one major bad guy, you know, the zombies are still a big part of it. Anything after season 5 for me in the show is just kind of like, I'll watch it, but I don't love it.
What season is it on now?
Fucking 10, dude.
Oh, my God. So it's even, like, half past that. Damn.
Yeah. 10 or, like, 11. I know they're going to end it in 11. I think they were wrapping some stuff. They added six episodes on the season 10. So they're going to do, I think, a shortened season 11 or something just to wrap it. And there's still supposed to be, like, 3 movies. And then there's supposed to be a couple spinoffs. And then there's already 2 spinoffs already now. One, Fear the Walking Dead, and one, A New World with its a kids.
I mean,
it's fucking a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit to keep track
of. So Daryl doesn't get his own show?
He does. I think he's getting his own show.
I'm like, that's the only one of these that makes sense, because, like, he's so captivating where it's like, you could just put him there and he's like, I'm going through the swamp, and women are like, yes.
He's going to get his own with somebody else, I think, and then I think Negan, the main bad guy one of the seasons, which is, he's kind of an anti-hero good guy now.
They gonna do, like, a prequel with him?
I don't know. I mean, the only episode I watched, the new episode, is his episode.
Okay.
And I when we went to Georgia, we were there when they were filming that episode.
Oh, sweet.
So we got to see, like, the house that they filmed at. It was all decked out and, like, made to look all dingy with, like, leaves on the roof, and they made it look all old.
That's
and
so cool.
And we got to just check out that video that we shot down there.
Is it, that one's out already?
Yeah, it's already out. Yeah,
is that the one from the postcard with you guys in the weapons?
No, that video is out too. And we have another Walking Dead video come on out probably in the next couple weeks of Texas Fear the Walking Dead locations.
So do you like sprinkle the Walking Dead stuff, like, in between the Stranger Things and the?
We pretty much the direction of the channel that we're taking now, since I'm not working at a job and I'm kind of doing the reselling full time, is we're going to do half reselling stuff and half other. And the other is going to consist of a lot of filming locations.
Cool.
Movie locations, oddities, like weird museums and things like that. And we're going to kind of trim back some of the other stuff we were doing that wasn't hitting. The movie stuff and the filming locations always do really well.
Okay.
So we're going to do more of that. Less often, because we can't always get the filming locations.
Yeah.
Because they're, like, only certain spots, you know.
Weren't you doing, like, ghost stuff, too?
We were, but that stuff doesn't always resonate too well.
Yeah.
And there's other channels that just do it better than we do. Love ghosts, watching people ghost hunt. We love going to locations and experiencing ourselves. So we might do more, but it's not something that we're going to focus on. There might be one here and there, one or two here and there.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking, you must have a ton of places in Texas that you're going to be checking
out. Oh, dude, we are still backlogged, like, 12 videos or more from our 2 trips we took to Georgia and then Texas. We're still backlogged, dude. We have so much stuff, dude. I've been so busy with the reselling, I haven't had time to even edit. Like, I didn't get one video out last week.
Oh, wow.
And as soon as we get done recording this, I'm going to actually sit down and edit two videos. One I'm going to release this right away today, and the other one I'm going to bake till next week.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to get it all loaded in the thing so I don't have to do it, dude. But I've just been going so hard.
Oh, I'm with
like,
you.
Yeah, and then I got the move coming up and, like, all this. So I've been, like, just, it's been crazy, dude.
I hear you. You know, I do, like, I don't know, I used to do more than I do now, because I cut some toxic people out of my life. But I had an interview last week with Burt Ward.
Oh, nice.
So that was pretty fucking sick, where it's like, oh, yeah, here, just this is opportunity. Great guy that I met. We've done a couple podcasts together, like all comic stuff.
Yeah.
So we talked to Burt Ward, and we're just like, okay. So we're just like asking him all these things. He holds the Guinness Book of World Records for the fastest reader. Oh, like, he can read, like a 300-page book in, like, minutes or something like that, crazy, with 90% dude. Retention.
I thought you were going to say, like, he holds a Guinness Book of World Records for saying fuck the most times.
No, but he did say, like, holy moly, Batman, like that. Oh, like, nice. He said that, like, 378 times in the series.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I looked Christ, that up, dude.
And it's like, yeah, it's super interesting guy, and he's, like, really nice, and I'm just like, wow, he's, like, super generous with everything that he's talking about with us. It's, yeah. It was pretty
that's
fun.
Cool, man. That's
awesome. Yeah,
that's
and it was one of those things where it's, like, that was such a huge part of my childhood, so I'm like, oh, awesome. I'll never get to talk to Adam West, but to get to talk to Burt Ward, that was pretty cool.
Man, it's very cool.
Yeah, and we talked to him about the Batmobile. One of the stories that he was telling us is the very first take that they had to do, he jumps out of the Batmobile, and he said that he did everything like he was Robin, because it was just like, all right, do what comes natural. So he gets out, jumps up, and climbs on top of the Batmobile. Producers are shitting themselves because they're like, oh, I hope it doesn't fucking break it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, cut. What are you doing? What are you doing? He's like, oh, I just did what came natural. They're like, fuck, well, let's do that then. You know, so they had to, like, set up a dolly for, like, the cameras and shit just so they could follow and all that. And, like, the people are shitting their pants because the Batmobile, he was, like, walking on the fins and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, dude, that's a great story. I'm like, does anyone know that? He's like, I don't know. I just, you know, say shit. And I'm like, all right, cool.
That's funny, dude.
Yeah. You know, but, so, I don't know when the episode's coming out. Like, this could be something that's, like, 3 weeks from now, you know, 10 weeks from now. Because the guy I work with, Roger, he's got it backlogged and stuff. And, you know, he's got some good... He just got Bruce Boxleiter on, you know, from fucking Tron. And I'm like, damn, man. That's crazy. That's pretty awesome. But it's crazy. Just I mentioned this because we've had a couple celebrities on the show.
A little bit,
and,
yeah.
You know, here and there. You know, some said more than others. I mean, it was cool that we had Kelly from Ash vs. the Evil Dead on.
Yeah.
So she was really generous.
I'd like to get her on, like, a real thing, like a real, you know, call. She might do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we've reached out again, but, you know.
No, yeah.
I mean, it'd be like, hey, did you listen to when we called you hot? Well, what do you think? do I need to send you a picture?
Or yeah. Can you send us some booby pics?
Is that a thing? Yeah. Oh, did I tell you? So we were talking about Kong versus Godzilla, and I don't know, Facebook was listening or something like that. So Mr. Skin sends me, hey, check this girl out. She was in Kong versus Godzilla. I'm like, oh, it's that chick we were talking about.
Nice. The daughter?
No, not the daughter. The other one. I wish it was a daughter, but no. It was the sign language chick.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. That skinny one.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, thank you very much. I will keep that under advisement.
Oh, dude, let's get back to Invincible, dude.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That was a long way of getting back to it. But, yeah, man. Invincible, the animation is done flawlessly to the style of the comic.
I think it mimics the comic book to a T, dude.
Yeah. It's
perfect. And it's easy to watch.
Yeah.
It's easy to follow along.
Clean lines, you know. And everything looks really kind of, like, pristine. So it's not, like, it's not a dirty-looking show like The Boys is.
Nope.
So, you know, and for animation, I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
It fits because it's, like, you're expecting something and you're not sure what you're going to get. Then you're like, oh, this could be, like, a Justice League or something.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're like, oh, shit, he cut his head off.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like...
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite characters that are jumping out at you?
Oh, man. It was so hard for me to like any of the main characters because they're just so like it's just too cliche.
Yeah,
you know some of them, but I really was digging that Darkblood dude.
Yeah. The Hellboy kind of character.
Hellboy, like, yep. Demon detective.
Yeah, he's
and that's funny. Like, dude, I want to see that book, dude. Yeah. I want him to have his own book. That'd be cool.
I'm surprised because I think that they did some spinoffs. Like, they did Alan the Alien. Oh. You know, I think he had one where he came out of something. But, I mean, for some of these characters, they could definitely do it.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of Rex Blode. I think he's an absolute jackass in the comic. And yes. They capture that perfectly on the show.
Oh, yeah, they do.
He's such a dude. And the guy that they got, like, Jason Gadzukis or whatever from Big Mouth.
Oh, yeah, he's in...
He's hilarious.
He's in the League, too.
Mm-hmm.
He plays Rafi in the League. And that's like, he's playing this character from the League, dude.
That good robot, Zachary Quinto, the Spock, is doing that. Fucking awesome character. Yeah, I love good. That character. And just seeing it's like, okay, where's he going to go with this? Like, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, dude.
I like him.
They're dropping a lot of good, they're setting a lot of good stuff up, man. Because I think I just said I finished episode 4, so... It's like, is a robot bad? Did he fucking do all of it? It's like, what's going on?
And then you find out kind of the plot twist. It's like, okay, something happened with the dad. And then, you know, not giving too much away here. We want you to go watch it on Amazon Prime. Something happened with the dad. And then they know. And it's like, then they tip their hat that everybody knows what happened except for the main character.
Yeah.
So, and it's like, oh, shit. Yeah. Why are they covering for him?
Yeah.
So, and it's going deeper and deeper down the rabbit hole, and I'm like, this is where you need to go to keep our attention.
Yeah.
Like, is he going to find out? Because you know what the big thing that's going to hit the head is, like, when the son finds out what happened with the dad, he's going to fucking flip.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
I think so, man.
It was good in the comics, so.
Yeah, I only read the first graphic novel, so.
I read a bunch of them, but.
I'm not a huge comic reader. I read The Walking Dead, but I read The Walking Dead, but this is because I love the show so much.
Okay.
You know,
so you got into the comic through the show.
I did. Yeah, okay. It was reversed, dude. So,
I did too, honestly. I picked up like the first three graphic novels and I just read there. And so I'm like, all right, that's like the first, first season maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It gets to the point where we get to where the warden is and everything's kind of different in the comic anyway.
Dog, totally. Yeah. Dude. But like, you don't read Kirkman stuff for the animation, dude. You know, it's not. I mean, I'm not knocking those guys.
No, I'm with you
because like a lot of the times you're like, who the fuck is talking now? Like in the comic book, you're like, is that fucking Rick? Who the fuck is that, dude? Like, cause they all kind of look the same, dude. And it's black and white, so it's like hard. It's like, you know. So
it's interesting that the whole book is done that way too, because
very simple.
Invincible is so vibrantly colored.
Yes.
It's like he even jokes about that when he's like, "Oh, I probably should have thought of camouflage colors for this mission," you know. And he's bright yellow and blue.
Yes, so, on Mars.
Yeah, on Mars. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty fun because it plays with like a lot of the obvious like DC and Marvel tropes.
Oh, totally.
And they're like, oh yeah, there's this character and this character, and it's like, yeah.
It's funny, like the fish head dude.
Oh yeah,
you only got a little bit of him. But.
He's kind of Aquaman, and the other guy was kind of Superman. And,
yeah, yeah.
You know,
kind of Batman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Literally, I forgot about it. Yeah, he's like flying around in, like the Batwing and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It was cool watching him fight. And I really like the villains. So my favorite character so far is those brothers that clone themselves.
Oh, yes.
The blue ones.
Those guys
walking around. They're fucking awesome.
They're funny, dude.
Yeah, I like that shit. That's keeps my interest at very least.
That's a good bad guy, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's like super strong like the Hulk, but he's also smart like Lex Luthor.
Yeah, so, dude.
And I'm glad I didn't say Lex Luger this time.
Lex Luger.
Yeah. Yeah. Because was it Slamboree 1996? What a disappointment. Justin's not here. We can talk about fucking wrestling.
Right, dude. Oh, so, we should have dedicated the whole episode to wrestling.
Yeah, the whole episode is all about wrestling. So, you know.
Oh god.
Are you back into wrestling yet?
No, dude. Yeah. I'm still I'm taking a break from it.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what's going on, who's champion, anything like that.
No, I mean, I honestly, dude, I haven't watched anything since, like, the last WrestleMania in March.
Last year? Wow.
WWE-wise.
It's your year plus
WWE-wise. I catch a few things here on YouTube, like reruns, just to kind of stay kind of up. But I haven't even, like, in, like, 3 or 4 months even watched any of that.
You were doing the AEW
stuff. Yeah. Right? Shannon still watches that every week. I don't.
Oh.
Yeah, I tune out, dude. It's too much wrestling, dude.
We don't know how Jungle Boy's doing.
I don't, dude.
Yeah,
I just needed a break from it. It was just too much.
I totally get it. I gave up on like WWE way back in the day, like when Eugene was a thing. I'm like, all right, guys, I'm out. I'll let you know when I'm back. You know, and I never found my way back. I just, after ECW collapsed, I just didn't care anymore.
Yeah, and then, then WWF bought them.
Yeah. And then that was the last pay-per-view I paid for, was the ECW, was it Over the Edge or something, where RVD fights Shane O'Mac and...
Oh, so it was the, right when they bought them.
Yeah, yeah, it was like right around that. Like, I think Jerry Lynn had a match, and... my favorite, Mikey Whipwreck and Masato Tanaka. They had a tag team match against the Dudley Boys, I think. Like, that was pretty sick. I think Mike Awesome was there.
Yeah,
he was.
So, that kind of wrestling is what I love, dude.
Yeah, that was great.
And, like, ECW does it, but AEW does that.
They do stuff like that?
They touch on that, dude.
I would like stuff like that, but, like, just the other stuff, it's like, I know we talked about it before, like Stone Cold, like, just comes out and, like, punches and kicks and stuff. I'm like, that's boring. And then you have the other end where it's like, oh, it's Dean Malenko and he puts someone in this hold. I don't care.
There's, like, a fine line with wrestling for me.
Yeah.
It's got to be entertaining, and I don't like one-trick ponies, you know?
I'm with you.
I don't like
someone... Like old Big Show?
Yeah. I don't like someone who's just, like, so technical. You gotta do it both, dude. You gotta be technical, and then you gotta be flashy, and then you have to do some high stuff, some high flying stuff, and then you gotta do, you know, you gotta do.
You're describing the perfect wrestler. You just described the Undertaker.
I know. Well,
I mean, seriously, about that, dude. It's like, I mean, it's like you talk about someone who can literally do fucking everything.
Maybe not anymore.
No, anymore. Come on.
Last like fucking 10 matches sucked dick, because he's old. You know, but like. Young Undertaker, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Great guy.
So,
in terms of wrestling, I don't know if he's a good person personally, but whatever.
He is.
Yeah. Is he? Throws garbage cans at people. Me, Mark Cavill.
No. Yeah, I'm the garbage man.
Does he have a hot wife? I feel
he's married to... I thought he was married to a wrestler or something.
He must be, you know. It would be funny if you find out that he's got, like, this ugly wife, you know. You never know. No offense, Undertaker, if you're listening.
No.
Don't give me the last ride.
He's probably not listening. Yet.
He's definitely not listening.
he's not even, like, thinking about it.
I could say anything right now. Like, you're a complete tool.
He probably doesn't know what a podcast is. Dude.
No, he doesn't.
He's probably been on them, but he doesn't know how to listen to them.
Is he still drugging, you think?
Probably not, dude.
No, he's done?
I think he might have in the beginning, but I think he got off that shit quick.
Oh, good.
I don't think he, you know, I think
he aged, like, 15 years in the last 2 years.
He did.
I'm like, what, were you fucking president? You know,
he was president of, like, the locker room.
Yeah, probably. You know, you go out there, he's like the Roger Dorn of Major League, you know. Or no, what's the other guy? Not Roger Dorn. He was the guy that got hit. Who was the guy that was the catcher? He was the catcher for Major League.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, Tom Berenger.
Tom Berenger.
Yeah. It's me and Tom Skerritt. God, yeah. Have you heard anything about, like, Stranger Things coming back?
They're still filming, dude.
Are they still?
I know COVID, they got shut down twice because of COVID.
Wow.
And when we went down in Georgia, they just started resuming filming for the first time, and then they got shut down again, I think. But yeah, they're still plugging away at season 4, dude, filming it. So I fucking don't know, dude. Who knows if it changed their plans or at all, but like, I don't know, man. I'm like, they've waited so long in between seasons now for me. It's just... I'm falling out of love with it.
It's going to be one of those things where it's just like you forget about it. It's not going to have that same
magic. Mystique and magic is gone for me, dude. Because the kids look older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I get it. They could do a time jump or whatever, but like they could have just filmed it, dude. Back to back to back to back. And it's only 10 episode seasons, dude. Come on. You're fucking killing me, bro. Like, just get it done.
At this point, it's going to be like we're getting the Stranger Kids. You know, it's like...
Stranger fucking adults, dude.
Stranger sister's kids!
Yeah, it's like I'm filming a show with my sister's nephew.
And that's one of those things. I was bringing that up because the other trailer got released for Ghostbusters Afterlife with...
Jesus, dude.
Film Wolfheart.
Film Wolfdick.
Another movie that we should have seen a year and a half ago.
Dude. You know?
Like Black Widow.
Yeah. Oh,
which they finally said it's coming out.
They didn't ram that fucking trailer down our throats like Black Widow.
Black Widow was the most publicized movie I ever remember.
And we're pushing back. Here it is, new date. Oh, and we're pushing back. Here's a new date. And we don't know.
And that's the thing, too. I don't even remember, like, the commercials and shit like that for Infinity War being as much as Black Widow.
No.
It's, like, everywhere. Like, Black Widow, it's like, I'm like, wow, I literally just logged into my bank and they're pushing Black Widow.
Like, seriously, yeah. Like, with the Ghostbuster trailer, I don't ever remember seeing it at a movie. I just remember looking it up myself and watching it.
That's a good point. I don't remember.
I didn't see it. Out in the wild. I had to look it up.
That wasn't one that was on, like, the beginning of Bloodshot or
I don't think so, man. I don't know. I mean, I could be
wrong. I don't even know. How many years ago did we see fucking Pet Cemetery?
Fucking seems like 50 fucking years ago, dude.
It does. It seems like...
So that was like 6 years ago, dude.
Yeah. Shit. How old are we? You know... Yeah.
I don't know. We're not as old as Justin.
No, you fucking old bitch. Probably drinking rum in a cubicle right now. I don't know. At a strip club.
He's probably getting his butthole played with by, like, some dominatrix, dude.
Oh, is that what he does for his birthday?
I guess
is that
so, a thing? Dude.
Yeah.
He didn't fucking say anything.
She didn't peg you, did she?
I think he's getting pegged.
He's getting pegged, totally.
He's wearing one of those tails in his butthole.
Oh, like the fox tails?
Yeah, yeah.
From them chicks on Instagram, what I follow?
Yeah. So I heard.
Haven't you ever noticed that they're always depressed? It's like, I'm depressed.
I'm depressed and need money. Yeah. Send me money. It's like, fuck you, bitch. Get a job.
I feel bad because it's like
a lot. Sex work is work.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not. Yeah. But, like, I'm not giving you money.
Like, you're not really doing anything. You're just complaining.
Yeah. Like, you're complaining and smoking a bunch of weed, dude. Like,
yeah.
How about get a real job, dude?
And I'm all like, hey, I know that you may think that we have that sort of relationship, but we don't. I just look at pictures. That's it. I move on.
I just look at the free ones, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like a museum. You know, they say donate what you think is fair.
Yeah.
I say nothing.
I say you owe me $5 because exactly. That sucked. That's it. Yeah. I take $5 out of the fucking penny jar for kids, dude, because they owe me, dude.
Yeah, you kids made me look at that fucking kid. I try to pop those quarters out of those little.
It's like, I'm like the sticky bandits, dude. I wrap my hand in tape, dude, and I stick my hand in the fucking, like, thing for Santa, dude, and I'm like, I made it 10 bucks in quarters, dude. What's up?
You probably get away with that. Yeah. You ever think it'd be funny, like, going in and just taking something, like, ridiculous? Not necessarily, like, the UNICEF thing or anything like that, but, like, you go in someplace and you just, like, walk out with the vending machine of, like, fucking, like, it's full of old runts or something.
What's
the funniest thing you've ever stolen? I'll put it that way.
Vaguely sounds like something I did, dude, when I was in high school.
I absolutely did this,
like,
in high school.
The one thing that always pops into my head when I talk about old stealing stuff stories is we were at Burger King, the one over by the strip club that me and Justin used to always frequent in Elk Grove Village.
Okay.
There's a Burger King that used to be over there. I think it's closed now, but, like, we walked in there, we ordered, we ate in there, and I literally fucking grabbed two fucking chairs and just walked out like we owned the place, dude. Set them in the back. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, yeah, Jim said I can take these to go fix them. Thanks, bye. You know, and then we just fucking drove off.
That's awesome.
Then I think we did, like, a backyard wrestling show.
That's awesome.
We used them. We broke them.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like we jobbed them. You know, we sawed them down a little
bit. Oh, you did?
So they break. But, yeah, it was...
We did that with a lot of... We would get sheetrock. We would get tables. And we didn't actually cut the tables. What we did is we took the metal pieces off the bottom.
Yeah, so...
Like
break,
the sports.
So breaks
so,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But we would also jump off of a ladder. So,
yeah.
You were going to go through it regardless.
See, when I was doing the backyard wrestling stuff, dude, like, I didn't like to take the hits and take the bumps. I'd give them, but I didn't want to take them.
Oh,
I didn't want to receive them, dude. Like, I'd jump off a ladder onto somebody else, but I'm like, you're not fucking hitting me with shit, dude.
We knocked my friend unconscious because we...
I do the hitting.
We hollowed out a pumpkin. And our pay-per-view was called Halloween Halitosis. We hollowed out a pumpkin, put it on his hand, and then my friend did a roaring elbow... Right, like Masato Tanaka, and he hits him with the elbow and knocked him unconscious
through a pumpkin,
and the pumpkin exploded.
It was fucking awesome. Where's the tapes of this, dude?
We have them. They're around, man.
Jesus, dude.
Like I did some cool stuff. I used to do like a moonsault, and everyone's like, "You have the world's ugliest moonsault." I'm like, "Yeah, me and fucking Terry Funk."
You know? And fucking Brock Lesnar, dude.
Oh, I can't even imagine what that looks like.
Like, he landed on his neck, dude.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, that's why
he
don't
went
do that
up
anymore.
And it was like, oh, denied.
He probably practiced it 100 times, and then when he gets to film it, it just didn't fucking work.
Yeah, you know? I'm sure, dude.
Yeah, it's.
He's a meathead, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it didn't hurt him. So the only thing that hurts him is diverticulitis.
Fucking gout, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking eat too much meat, dude. Like, too much protein. Ah, my fucking toes.
He probably eats like 1,000 grams of protein a day just to keep
himself. He probably drinks it.
You think, yeah, just yeah, like that.
And like a shake or something.
Yeah, sperm.
Yeah, he literally fucking sucks dicks, dude.
Yeah, he does. Lots of dicks.
So, yeah, for that
also, Brock Lesnar, if you're listening, my name is Justin with an E.
Yeah. Yeah, I live at in Lake in the Hills.
Yeah.
At it's drive Lake in the Hills.
So we saw him in person, right, getting up close, and I was like, holy shit, he looks like a fucking wall.
Yeah, dude.
Like a brick wall that is moving.
He's not tall.
He's not, but yeah. I mean, the thickness, the girth of this man was just, like, obscene. I'm like, oh, my God.
I just want to hit him with a 2x4.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you
and
do.
He's like, what'd you just itch? What's something just itch me?
He's like, what is that?
A mosquito bite just got me.
And the first time I saw him, of course, it's like he's got this big old funky beard, and he's wrestling Spike Dudley.
Oh, Christ, dude.
And you can't think of two different... And Spike's tall. Stupid, like, he's, like, skinny and stuff like that, but it's like, you think about, like, he's throwing Ronald McDonald around. You know, that's what it looked like.
Stupid.
Like, baggy pants and shit like that. It's like... And Spike won. Spike won this match.
Wow.
It was a dark match. Oh. At, WrestleMania... WrestleMania that was in Canada. WrestleMania, like, 2000 or something. It was... Or 2001, I think. Yeah, 2001. But it was like, oh, shit. But yeah, it was crazy. It was a crazy time.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, dude. All my friends now, we're all old and feeling our backyard wrestling injuries. She's like, my neck hurts.
Like I said, dude, like, I like to dish out the pain, but I didn't ever want to take it, dude. So, yeah. Like, if I said it, I fucking dealt it, dude. I didn't go through shit.
We had, we had a rule where it's like, you had to take if you were given. So it was something like that.
Yeah, I was always, like, the biggest dude.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, I ain't doing
it. No one wanted to mess with you?
Well, I mean, it was just like, because we plan all the matches out before.
Yeah.
You know, but I see, I didn't really wrestle per se. Like, I would always come in and, like, interfere and stuff.
Oh, there you go.
I was like a manager.
Okay.
Like, I like would like bash people.
Yeah, we would do all kinds of weird shit, like power bombs. Oh, let's try this one. Oh, let's try this one. I was in a title match with my friend. My friend was about 265 pounds. I was 180 soaking wet. You know, and I picked him up to do this finishing move, which I think John Cena does it now, but it was like Prince Albert did it, where it's like you put him on your shoulders, then you spin him over into a neck breaker.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I picked my dude up, and I got him up, you know, but I planted my left leg the wrong way, and my knee blows out.
Oh, no.
Like, fucking blows out full thing, right? So I'm fucked up. I can't move my leg and all that. I'm like, dude, you gotta beat me. He's like, what? So I'm like fucking following around. I'm finishing this fucking match that is for nothing, that no one is gonna see, right? But I am finishing this fucking match and all that. And I didn't go down until he hits me in the face with a fucking chair and does a Raven style DDT on me.
Oh my God.
Broken fucking leg. You know? I'm just like, what are you gonna do? So the next day I go and I'm like, yeah, I think I have to go to the hospital. My leg is three times the size, all fucked up and that. And I'm like, yeah, and out of everything, I lost a tiny piece of cartilage, and it rolled my kneecap over. That was it.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, I was fine. I was walking with a cane for a little while, but it was like, I was fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Did they fucking take fucking cartilage out of your dick and put it in your knee, or what?
Well, there's a lot to spare. So no, they never did anything for me.
They take some fucking...
I went to kind of a shitty hospital.
No, they take some cartilage out of Justin with an E's dick and put it in your knee.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, he had to replace a little piece of his ear. So,
oh, okay, yeah. Fucking hard meat, dude.
That hard meat?
That hard fucking meat on your ear, dude.
He's somewhere frying bacon or some shit.
Yeah, I don't know. He's fucking making bacon? Or?
He's making bacon right now.
Fucking squealing mealing?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
He's one of those nudie pins at home, dude. He's just looking at the top coming off of it, dude. That's all he's doing.
I wonder if his night is as eventful as he hoped it would be. So
I'm gonna guess no, dude.
No, you don't think so?
Yeah.
I was surprised we didn't hear back, like if he got stood up or something. But you know, we wish him well on his birthday, you know.
So is the day his birthday?
Or I believe it is, yeah.
Or is it yesterday?
I think it's today. Yeah, I don't know. We're not really good friends. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's today.
Jesus
today.
Christ, dude. Yeah. Fucking funny.
I wished him happy birthday today. So.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. On purpose.
No, you didn't on purpose. You did. You're like, here, I got this for you.
I didn't even say anything.
It's an M&M shot glass.
All right, dude. Do you have anything for Week in the Geek?
Yeah.
Week in the Geek.
Definitely. The Week in the Geek.
I don't think I have anything, dude. I got to think.
So just watching stuff, I went back and I've been watching a shit ton of Westerns.
Yeah,
so pretty much anything that has John Wayne in it. And I'm moving on from John Wayne to probably Clint Eastwood.
Nice.
So I'm going to start with Unforgiven, even though that's probably my favorite Western. But even more than Tombstone, which I know people give me shit about, but I'm like, you know what? It's really fucking good.
Different styles of movies.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Like, it's that revenge fantasy sort of thing.
They're both Westerns, so yeah. you can group them together, but mm-hmm. just the way they're shot, the stories are different, the style of editing.
Oh, definitely, they're,
like, completely, like, it's just different movies, dude.
The acting, too. It's so funny because it's like, the best characters in Unforgiven are the bad guys.
Yes.
You know, because it's like Clint Eastwood's there, and it's like, all right, we buy him, we respect him from everything else we've seen him in, but he doesn't say or do a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Then we've got, like, oh, yeah, you've got fucking, you know, this guy over here, A Man Called Horse, and, like all the other people, and you're like, this is going to be a good fucking movie because these bad guys are great.
You think in a sequel of that, there's a horse called Man?
Yeah, I think so. Isn't that the Sarah Jessica Parker movie?
Yes, yeah, dude. It's just her, dude. Like,
Sex
like,
in the City was bad. I couldn't watch that show. Like, they put nudity on it just so guys would watch it. Like, I couldn't do it.
I just watched it with the sound down and jerked real quick and then got out.
Yeah, like a Spice Girls video.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah,
dude.
Absolutely.
Like the Spice Girls movie, dude.
I didn't watch that.
Oh, I saw that shit in the theater,
are
dude.
Are there tits in that? I mean,
they're not tits in it, but like it's. I mean, they're.
I think every one of them has done like nude posing too after.
Nude beach. Dude.
Nude beaches.
Fucking Victoria Posh Spice. Yeah. My favorite, dude.
Yeah, she's a nice little nugget.
Ooh,
she got a weird nose, but I dig it.
Fuck it, who cares? She still looks hot to this day.
Yeah,
dude.
She's pretty hot.
And she's had like some kids.
She's
dude.
Got that like I'm a bitch haircut, and I'm totally into it.
And she's got like a mom haircut.
I'm like, I'll show you my manager.
Yeah,
she's
I'm like, a manager. What do you want?
And hey, she's like, my husband's the most attractive man in the world. I'm like, yeah, well, I got turtles.
Yeah. You know, have you seen my basement?
Yeah, bitch? Exactly. That doesn't sound threatening. Have you seen my basement?
Yeah. Have you seen my basement tied up from a chair?
Have you seen my baseball?
Yeah, baseball.
Oh, man.
Have you watched Lonesome Dove yet?
No, I haven't seen that in years. Oh, I should watch that.
That's a good one, dude.
Yeah, with Robert Duvall, right?
Robert Duvall. It's a good one, dude.
Yeah.
That one's dated, though. It's a little dated.
Yeah.
But it's,
is Tommy Lee Jones in that?
I think he is, yeah. Okay. He's in that one.
It's either that or Snowy River, and I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll probably get into those next.
Yeah, Lonesome Dove, dude, that's a good one, good Western.
We just
True Grit,
the old one. True Grit's fucking good,
and the new one's good too. But
yeah,
both classics.
It's funny because the new one, like Jeff Bridges and stuff like that, he's like, he always sounds like he's chewing.
Yeah,
and it's like, what is that? You know, I don't know. I'm not really sure what that is.
The Sisters Brothers.
That was a great fucking movie.
Yeah, it took me about 2 days to get through it, though. Slow fucking story for me,
but
dude.
Then you get to the part where they're putting that shit in the water to get the gold. Holy
yeah.
fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, this is not like any Western I've ever seen.
My favorite part, I think, is when he gets bit by the spider.
Yeah, that's cool, too.
It's pretty funny.
The whole movie has a lot of humor in it, and
dude,
it's really
like,
dark.
It's like, it's not a comedy, dude.
It is not, but
like,
it's funny.
But you can tell, like, John C. Reilly was like, I gotta put some things in here. Like, when he's, like, brushing his teeth, and he's, like, reading the instructions, and he's, like, doing it. Like, it's like, all right, that's funny, dude. It's not supposed to be funny.
And how good was Joaquin Phoenix in that fucking movie?
Dude, like,
so good.
It's, the acting is superb. It's just a real hard movie to fucking get into, dude.
Yeah, I mean, when they're talking, like, on the train, and it's, like, Jake Gyllenhaal, and he's like, hey, I'm trying to get you to come with me to do this investment and shit like that, and
yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's, it's like, it's a slow burn.
Yeah, I'm like, gay stuff, dude? Is he trying to get you to do gay stuff in the West? Because that's not the movie I fucking signed up for, dude.
Yeah.
That's not the porno I watched.
Yeah, no, you didn't
Not
say,
a gay Western, dude.
No, what was it, Punk Dogs 5?
Oh, Punk Rock Fuckers 2?
Punk Rock, R-A-W-K.
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie you've watched more than any other film.
Fuckers with a Z, yeah. Dude, or something.
Yeah, like fuckers. I love it. Yeah. I rewatched The Witcher with Henry Cavill.
Oh, wow, dude.
That was a cool one. Getting ready for season 2, so.
Have they started filming that? Or
It's done. They wrapped principal photography, so it's going to be out hopefully sometime this fall, I think.
Halloween?
Oh, Halloween would be a perfect time to have it out.
Yeah,
so
he's good.
Yeah, yeah.
I never thought that Henry, what's his name, Cavill, or no, what's his name that plays Superman?
Cavill.
Cavill, he's in that, right?
Yeah, that's him.
He's the main guy, right?
Yep.
I never thought he'd do anything other than Superman because he looks so much like Superman.
Yeah, now he does, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it's like,
I see him in other stuff.
You see him before. As a Witcher, it's like, damn, dude, for a dude who looks just like Superman, that guy doesn't look anything like Superman.
Yeah, no,
it's give him total, some gray hair and like yep.
he's a, like a little stubble and yeah, he's walking around,
dude.
And
like a they're like he's Conan. A beef.
I thought he was short. He's not short. He's actually 6'1".
Yeah, he's tall, so, fucker, dude. Like, yeah. He's like Superman, dude. He's yeah. literally like a spitting image of fucking Superman.
Brandon Routh is 6'4".
Okay.
He's like a bigger guy, so it's like yeah, I don't know. I kind of think of him as Superman, so a little more. So
I don't know, dude.
What did you watch this week? Because obviously we watched Invincible.
Fuck, dude. I think I just watched that. I didn't watch much, man. Like I said, I fucking been working like fucking 12 hours a day, dude.
Do you have any good eBay stories or anything from this week? Like you selling anything cool?
Dude, or? The same shit, different week, dude. Just people, yeah. like people who buy something and then like tell me how to pack it, dude.
Huh,
I
okay.
hate that. Yeah. I hate that.
You're like, oh, okay.
Like I get it. You want it safe. But, like, literally in every listing, I say boxed, bubble wrapped, and ship with UPS. That means I'm going to pack it well, dude. Just read it, dude.
Yeah.
You know, and if I don't say that, like I don't do that with clothes. I just say bagged. You know, like, obviously, I'm going to fucking send your thing bubble wrapped. This one thing is...
Is this about a hat again?
No, it's, oh, about, okay. it's about six glasses I have. I have this lot of six glasses from, like, the 60s listed. It comes in the original box. So I take a picture of the original box, the glasses in the box. And then the listing, I describe it. I say, box, bubble wrap, and ship. So obviously, I'm just not going to tape up the fucking box and send it, dude. Like, I'm going to fucking individually wrap each glass. And there's even pockets in this old box. It's original box where you can put, like, bubble wrap.
Oh, there
and
you go.
And then I was in a bubble wrap in, and I was in a bubble wrap that box and put it into a bigger box, you know, and ship it that way.
What's the market for something like that for glasses? I'm thinking like drinking glasses or is it wine. Or?
These glasses are they, if you pour cold stuff into them, there's little like the Christmas trees on them and like there's balls in the Christmas tree that get brighter. It's a color changing glasses from the 60s.
Oh, that's neat.
So these were like original box. They were probably stashed away in some old lady's fucking. Cabinet for years, dude, and then they wound up in my mom's basement, and they've been in my mom's basement for 15 years.
Oh wow!
So they clean out my mom's basement, and I found them. I'm like, these are probably worth money. I didn't even look them up. I get them home, I look them. I was gonna list them for like $10 for the set. Fucking look them up. A set had sold for like $148.
Oh
dude.
Shit!
So I was like, glad I didn't list those for $10, and I looked
yeah,
them up.
Really?
So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What'd you sell for?
I haven't sold them yet.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Oh, because the guy was being the dick.
Well, he wasn't. He was like, how are you going to pack it? Are you going to do this? I'm like, yeah, dude, I package all my stuff well. I literally say I'm going to bubble wrap it in the fucking listing. I mean, I ain't going into that much detail, but I said, yeah. I'm like, there's no chips on them. He asked me all these questions that I literally, in the listing, I spell out. I say glasses aren't chipped, and I literally say this story. I'm like, these were found, blah, 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 and I just tell, like, it's literally what it is, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, people who are such weirdos that they have to go in and, like, ask. Even though it says it, they just have to, like, ask.
Yeah.
They need that, like, that interaction. It's like, I don't want that. Don't buy them. Or buy them. I don't care.
Yeah, really.
Whatever.
Like, I'm not your friend. You know, I'm a seller. You know?
Well, it's like I'm doing a flea market this weekend. And I like and dislike it at the same time. Because I hate dealing with fucking idiots, dude. You always have those idiots. Will you take 50 cents for this? Well, what's it marked? $8? No. Get out of here, dude. Like, I will literally take it from you and break it.
Yeah, like Justin said with the
in
hammer.
In front of your fucking face before I take your 50 cents, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, reasonably ask me a price, dude. Oh, you have it marked as 8. Will you do 5? I can't do 5, but, you know, I'll do like 6. You know, like, because it's my stuff and I always have to get the last word in.
Okay.
With negotiating. Like, I don't care, dude. You know, I always have to tell you the price of what you're paying because it's not your stuff. You're not buying your own stuff. You're buying my stuff. It's my stuff and I tell you the price.
There you
so
go.
So that's how I roll. I don't like being like just, what's it called? Like, fucking testosterone. Like, it's my stuff. So either you pay my price that I tell you or you leave.
Yeah,
you know, I'll negotiate with you, but I'm always gonna dish a number back to you.
That's a good policy though.
I always
and if
you do.
If you never do,
and then people come up to me and they're like, "What's the lowest you can do this?" Or it's, "What's the best you can do on this?" I always say, "Well, the best I can do is add $2 to that price. I can really give it to you for that." But you know, I don't do the lowest price game, dude. I do the, well, I have it marked at 8, and I'll negotiate, but you have to start it. I'm not going to just give you my, I'll take a dollar for that. Oh, shit, you beat me. You know? Fuck off, dude. Like, that's not how, where do people learn this skill of negotiating? I don't know. Like, wait, what's the lowest stake? And now I do that now. I do that now just to piss people off when I buy from them.
Oh, really?
I'm that guy. Because I'm a reseller, so I want the absolute lowest price, dude.
Wow.
You know? Or I usually what happens is...
Yeah, but if you're buying something, like, say, for example, you're buying, like, an action figure, you have a pretty good idea of what you can sell.
I know what it's worth.
So it seems to me like you're going to come to them and be like, if you know that you could sell something for $80, you're going to come at them and be like, hey, how about this dollar amount? You know, and be reasonably fair.
I'm not always reasonably fair.
Really?
No, I'm I'm a fucking asshole.
Okay.
Because it's money that I could be making, and if someone wants to sell it to me for that, and I can get it for that, I'm going to get it.
So otherwise, you some just walk away.
Some people are desperate.
Okay.
To selling. Cause yeah, some people sell out of necessity. You know, a lot of... There's a couple kinds of different resellers, dude. I'm the kind of reseller I save. And I save to where if I need the money, I can go out and buy something, you know... Or whatever, you know. There's a lot of resellers who don't do that way, and they're kind of always just kind of struggling.
Oh, and they're just always...
And they go, oh, I bought too much. I just need to unload this. And I take a loss. And it's like, hell, well, you shouldn't have said that, dude. Because I will give you nothing for that. You know? Because now I know you need money.
Jeez.
It's a negotiating tactic. You just have to... A lot of times I'll bundle up, too. And I ask them, hey, what are you asking on this? So-and-so. I'm like, what if I bundle up a few things? You make me a better deal? Yeah. So I'll bundle up a lot of stuff, dude. You know, and then I'll say if I find something really good and I don't want someone to see it, I'll like bury it like in this pile. I'm like, I have this pile of stuff. Will you do 50 for it? Yeah, that's fine. And I have like the good stuff like buried, dude.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Like we were at the flea market a couple months ago, the first one of the year at Kane County, and we're at this guy's booth. I've seen him before at his booth. He's a reseller, and he knows me a little bit. I don't think I know his first name though. And we're just like, we made a pile, and Shannon found a fucking Fangoria Evil Dead 2.
Yeah.
Yep. He was asking like $5 for all these magazines. It was buried in a bunch of wrestling magazines. I don't think he knew he had it. So we bought a few wrestling magazines and tucked it under the bottom and like, oh, just some wrestling magazines. Oh, those are $5 each. I'm like, yeah, done, dude. Don't look at it.
Would you say it's going for like $75?
Somebody was asking $75, and one had sold for like $30.
Oh, okay.
So I priced mine at $55.
Well, there you go.
And I haven't gotten any hits on it yet, so I might lower it at like the $45 to see where I'm at. But I did. It's a mint fucking book.
Dude. Yeah, I saw. You showed that to me actually. That was pretty cool. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. I have the first appearance in a comic of Harley Quinn. I just sent it out to be CGC graded, and it's coming back 8.5, dude.
8.5 is good.
$700 is the going rate on eBay right now. Like, it could be more. It could be, you know, who knows, after Suicide Squad comes out, you know, where it goes.
Wait, dude.
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting on it.
Absolutely. Sit on it and then wait till it gets to the peak, dude, and then list it for, like, $300 under the peak, and you'll be happy.
Oh, 300 unders. Okay.
100, and then you'll sell it right where we sell it.
You think, like, $400 is the sweet spot?
I think so, dude. I mean, what'd you pay for the book, and what'd you pay to get it graded?
Relatively nothing for the book. I bought it when it came out.
Okay.
So I've sat on it since then. Yeah. So cover price was like $1.75.
Sure.
I paid $1.75.
And then what's it cost to get it graded?
It cost me $22.
Okay, so I'd say if it's going for $800, list it for like fucking like $650.
Yeah. Done.
And then to say, hey, dude, I'm happy to let this go for this price. It's a good price.
Yeah, I don't, and I mean, it's like we've done all the work on it. It's certified. It's an 8.5. Yeah, so I'm like, that's really good.
At that, you should have no problem, dude. Maybe.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, dude.
And I'm thinking, I was afraid it might come back at like a 5. I was like, oh, fuck, you know. But 8.5, I'm like, damn, that's great.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, that's a good find.
It's no 9.5 or 9.8.
No, it's not a 9.8, but, you know, I mean, those are pretty much like, they come off the floor, don't even ever get touched, then they go and get graded. That's like your 9.8. Now, I've seen one time, I think there was something that was a better grade, but it wasn't even a good book. And I was like, the only time I've seen something that was more than that. And I'm like, well, who fucking cares? It's this.
Who fucking cares,
Who
dude?
Fucking cares about Justin with an E? I mean, about a book.
So. I think, dude, my Weekend Geek, I've been buying, I've been trying to find the Toxic Crusaders comic books.
Oh, okay.
I found one. I bought the issue number 1 from my buddy who does...
The one based on the cartoon?
Yeah, dude. It's called The Toxic Avenger.
Okay.
So it's not based on the cartoon yet. So that comic book line's weird. They came out before the cartoon as The Toxic Avenger. Then midway through that run, they changed it to The Toxic Crusaders and made it look more like the cartoon.
Is it the same animation style?
No.
Oh, it's not?
I think it's a...
Dude, you should reach out to fucking Lloyd Kaufman to see if he has any of this stuff, if he'd sell it.
He probably would sell it, but yeah. He's not, like, he's hurting for money, so he's not going to give it away, you know?
Yeah.
And oh, another thing I did, you know my fucking, my Toxic Crusader shoes?
Yeah.
Those are the good guy shoes. The same guy who did those,
mm-hmm.
I bought his other variant of the bad guy shoes.
Oh, so they're awesome. All the
bad guys from it.
It's that's really sick.
Same style, high top, Chuck Taylor looking Converse.
I want Snail Man ones. That's what I want.
Nice, dude. And then he's doing another thing. I bought some slip-ons, too.
Okay. Oh, so cool.
I'll be more inclined to wear the slip-ons than the high top, because I got fat ankles, dude. I don't like wearing high tops.
Okay.
So
I stopped wearing high tops, I think, in, like, fifth grade. Nice. I have my British Knights and all that, you know, because we were poor, so we couldn't get, like, the good shoes. So we got, like, the Kmart British Knights.
British Knights, those are classics now, dude.
Now they are, yeah. But back then, it was like, you were poor.
You know? Back then, you got beat up.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like, absolutely. They're like, what the fuck is that? What kind of shoes do you have? I'm like, champion. They're like, get him! Like, yeah.
Jesus.
Got dude. Out of that craze. So that's good. But, we usually tell people where to find us and all that.
Yeah, dude. Anchor FM, leave us a voicemail.
Absolutely.
On
the app,
and then find us at geeklifehq.com. Or pretty much on any platform, it's at Geek Life HQ.
Yeah, yeah. The real Geek Life HQ. So, you know.
Yeah.
We're, not one of them fake ones.
We're the OGs, dude.
Yeah, we've been doing this a while, so we know what we're doing.
Yeah, kind of.
No.
I mean, we've really. Been around for a while.
Yeah. That doesn't mean we're good.
That doesn't necessarily... Oh, no, we're good.
Oh, yeah, we're good.
That doesn't necessarily equate to listens or subscribers.
Sure it does.
Kind of.
Yeah. With that.
Yeah, fuck off.
Want to say thank you and go fuck yourself. And, you know, Justin sucks.
Yeah, Justin sucks.
Justin sucks.
Yeah, here's your voicemail. Justin sucks.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
Oh, they're so disgusting.